Carter Jr.
This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. U.S. President Joe Biden said Monday that Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu is not doing enough to get a deal for the release of hostages held in Gaza by Hamas. Reuters correspondent Angela Johnston.
Over the weekend, Israeli forces recovered the bodies of six hostages from a tunnel in Gaza. Among them, 23-year-old American-Israeli Hirsch Goldberg Polin. Israel's military said they had been killed recently by Palestinian Hamas militants. The developments have sparked criticism of the Biden administration's Gaza ceasefire strategy. Meanwhile, Israelis are also ramping up pressure on Netanyahu. Protesters took to the streets again on Monday, staying out late into the night in Tel Aviv.
That's Reuters correspondent Angela Johnston reporting. Britain's foreign minister David Lammy said Monday that Britain will immediately suspend 30 of its 350 arms export licenses with Israel.
There does exist a clear risk that they might be used to commit or facilitate a serious violation of international humanitarian law.
Lammy said that the decision to suspend the licenses did not amount to a blanket ban on arms embargo, but only involved those that could be used in the conflict between Israel and Hamas in the Palestinian enclave in Gaza. British exports amount to less than 1% of the total arms Israel receives, and Lammy told Parliament the suspension would not have a material impact on Israel's security. Russian President Vladimir Putin has arrived in Mongolia. A member of the International Criminal Court that issued an arrest warrant for him. The official visit is what he set to meet Tuesday with the Mongolian leader, and it's Putin's first to a member country of the International Criminal Court since it issued a warrant for his arrest nearly 18 months ago. This is VOA News. As children across Ukraine return for the start of the academic year in the country's second largest city, Kharkiv, they can only do so at an underground school amid Russian bombardments. And in Kyiv, nervous parents accompanied their children to school after loud explosions rocked the capital. Reuters correspondent Rachel Judah.
The first day of school is celebrated in Ukraine with parents buying bouquets of flowers for their children. It's an important occasion that, despite the war, parents continue to mark. Among the buildings damaged early on Monday, part of the university complex in Kyiv. 18-year-old student Yulia says she believes Monday's attack was targeted and timed to coincide with the start of the academic year. The Air Force says it destroyed 22 out of 35 missiles and 20 of 23 drones in the attack on Kyiv.
That is Reuters correspondent Rachel Judah. The head of Congo's Mpox response team acknowledges parts of the vast majority of the country lack medicine. Reuters correspondent Sean Hogan.
Mpox causes flu-like symptoms in pus-filled lesions and, while usually mild, it can kill. Children, pregnant women, and people with weakened immune systems are at a higher risk of complications. Vaccines are set to arrive within days to fight the new strain of the virus, while Congo's president has allowed a first $10 million disbursement to fight the outbreak. Over 19,000 suspected cases of Mpox have been reported since the start of the year in Congo, according to the health ministry. Of those, 5,000 were confirmed and 655 were fatal.
A Venezuelan judge has issued an arrest warrant for the opposition's former presidential candidate Edmundo Gonzalez as part of a criminal investigation into the results of the disputed July election. The warrant issued Monday comes just over a month after election officials declared President Nicolas Maduro the winner. The warrant was issued at the request of authorities who accused Gonzalez, a former diplomat, of various crimes, including conspiracy, falsifying documents, and usurpation of powers. It comes just a month, over a month, after election officials declared Maduro the winner of the disputed election that his opponents say he actually lost. Oil activities on the shores of Uganda's Lake Albert have triggered widespread suffering among locals facing forced displacement and other violent abuses. That's according to a U.S. climate watchdog Monday. The report by Climate Rights International says banks and insurers should withhold further funding for an oil development project run by the China National Offshore Oil Corporation. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.